It's time for Your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Yesterday was sort of a Nuggets-Laker playoff preview media day for the Nuggies. Michael Malone talking. And yeah, they've played the Lakers a bunch recently, but that familiarity only goes so far.
Driving Anthony Davis rolling to the rim, where he's one of the best in terms of rolling and points to the roller. That's just, you know, those are themes that we have to make sure that we are showing tremendous discipline throughout. And our guys have a good feel for them, but, you know, come Saturday night at 6:30, it's not about talking about it, it's about going out there and doing it.
Like, the year you guys won the first Super Bowl, you played Kansas City in the playoffs. You played them twice during the regular season.
Yeah.
So was there really any game planning, or is it just like, hey, we know them, they know us. It's just a matter of who goes out and executes what we all know the other guy's going to do.
Yeah, there's not a lot of, you know, there's not a lot of, you go in and do what you do really well. Now, you know, sometimes there's some things that you feel like you can exploit, but it may be a play, Mike. You know, the bottom line when it comes to game planning, like, you're always looking at somebody's weakness and seeing if you can attack it, and you want to attack it with something that you're good at. But oftentimes it's a play that you don't run. And how successful are you going to be with a play that you don't really understand the nuance of? That's the problem with game plan, with game plan coaches, as opposed to identity coaches, is that you can have a really good game and be like, wow, we really killed it. And then the next week look like absolute garbage because you're doing something you don't like. Let's say you're just a zone team and you run this zone and you run it and you run it. And all of a sudden you say, hey man, we're going to be a pin and pull team, or we're going to be a gap team today because this team really struggles with this particular run. But you don't have the nuance of that play. You haven't coached it, and you're going to put it in 2 days without pads and then say, hey, we got it now. You don't. So, yeah, I'm with you. They both know each other really well, and it comes down to execution.
Next on the Morning Brew, last night in the NBA, a couple of play-in games in the Eastern Conference. Man, Joel Embiid, that's what MVPs do. Down by 7 at the half. Sixers come back. Helped that Jimmy Butler sprained his knee. But the Sixers able to escape 105-104.
What did Embiid have?
6 of 17, Embiid, shooting. Finished with 23 points, 15 rebounds. But, yeah, 6 of 17 shooting. 9 of 10 at the free throw line. What do we say that he played 40 less games than Jokic this year, but took 14 more free throws than Jokic this year?
Yeah.
So Philly wins. They get the 7th seed in the East. Miami will still get a chance, maybe without Butler, tomorrow night hosting Chicago, who blew out Atlanta. Trae Young was awful. I guess the one thing I will say about Trae Young while he was hurt, it looked like he paid a visit to Advanced Hair Restoration.
It does.
That hair looked a little
thicker.
A little fuller. A little bit more volume.
Yeah. I don't know if he, if he talked to LeBron's shoe polish expert or if he actually went out and got something done, but it did look a little thicker. And, so what is that, 19 years?
All these years later, finishing up with the Avs, and has been a decent contributor. 4 goals, 5 assists, 9 points in 29 games for the Avs. And, you know, wouldn't surprise me at all if he comes up with a big goal or two during this upcoming playoff run.
Good, man. Good for it. 19 years in the NHL. That's a... Man, that's just grinding it out.
Definitely
right
one of the great American NHL hockey players of all time. Next on the Morning Brew, the Rockies lose. I'm sorry, I shouldn't laugh. Ah, what the heck? They lose again to Philadelphia.
It's tight though,
7-6. Stop me if you've heard this before. Stunning news, shocking. It's gonna like snap you out of your early morning lethargy. Chris Bryant is on the disabled list with a bad back.
But you got to go injured list, right?
Injured list.
Yeah, you can't say that anymore.
IL. Injured.
IL. That means, you know what that means.
What does that mean?
That means there's going to be an appearance.
We called it.
In New Mexico.
In Albuquerque. Isotope fans, get ready.
Here he comes.
What did we say, Johnny, when we did our over-unders at the beginning of the season, what did we set the over-under for Chris Bryant rehab stints in Albuquerque? Was it 1.5?
No, I think it was rehab games we did. I'm looking at, I think it's 12.5.
12.5?
Yeah, Chris Bryant rehab games played over 12.5.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to hit that, right?
He'll probably do about, what do you think? Maybe about like 7 this time.
Yeah.
And then inevitably do it again in, you know, July or August before they shut him down in early September.
right. You don't go, because early September, they stop the minor league season, right. So you can't go there. But, yeah, he'll get at least half a dozen games to get himself back into baseball shape so he can hit that robust 142.
So all of you with your Bryant Albuquerque isotope jerseys, get them out. Get them ready. Yeah,
dust them off. They probably didn't have enough time to get dust on them. He's been down there so much.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.